We saw to the edge of all that is. Oh, the expansiveness of this universe we are a part of and is a part of us. The intricate and spacious, mysterious mysteries of this world have engaged and inspired scientists and poets, artists and musicians, children, all of us, to a state of wonder and awe. Beholding the mysteries, the vast night sky, complete with Milky Way and falling stars, the aurora borealis, the constellations we have named and are as familiar to us as old friends. We can't help but feel the paradox of our human existence. At once insignificant and tiny, while simultaneously part of all of it, interconnected to everything else, boundless, spacious. I know that I myself sometimes need to feel insignificant when I notice that my life is becoming too serious and too tight, when everything revolves around me and my comparatively small worries. I need the deep sky and the bright moon and the vastness to temper me, to bring me back to presence and humility and wonder. Astronomy professor Maria Mitchell often told her students, "Mingle the starlight with your lives and you won't be fretted by trifles." When I feel alone and overwhelmed on this planet of 8 billion people, a walk among the trees with their branches reaching skyward and their deep roots connecting through their systems of mycelium to communicate, giving and receiving with their neighbors and the land and the water, I feel a kinship so strong that my loneliness dissolves. It reminds me of these words from Aubrey Marcus. He says, "You are comprised of 84 elements, 84 minerals, 23 elements, and 8 gallons of water spread across 38 trillion cells. You have been built up from nothing by the spare parts of the earth you have consumed. According to a set of instructions hidden in a double helix and small enough to be carried by an egg and a sperm. You are recycled butterflies, plants, rocks, streams, firewood, wolf fur, and shark teeth, broken down to their smallest parts and rebuilt into our planet's most complex living thing. You are not living on Earth. You are Earth." This truth for me brings with it some sense of delight as well as a heightened sense of responsibility. We are this Earth. We are part of all of everything. Carl Sagan depicts us as a species endowed with hope and perseverance, at least a little intelligence. That's questionable sometimes. substantial generosity and a palpable zest to make contact with the cosmos. In his novel Contact, which was made into a movie, Jodie Foster plays an astronomer, and she peers out of her spaceship window as she approaches an extraordinary alien world, and she gasps and says, "They should have sent a poet, not a scientist." But Maria Popova, who inspired this service, and we heard from the essay that Carrie read and the story that I told, she wrote both of those. She also created an event that's called The Universe in Verse, It's an annual celebration of the wonder of reality through the stories of science and the beauty of poetry. She says poetry and science individually, but especially together, are instruments for knowing the world more intimately and loving it more deeply. We need science, she says, to help us meet reality on its own terms. And we need poetry to help us broaden and deepen the terms on which we meet ourselves and each other. Both poetry and science are occupied with helping us discover something we did not know before, something about who we are and what this is. She says their shared benediction, science and poetry, is a wakefulness to reality aglow with wonder. She says to live wonder-smitten with reality is the gladdest way to live. What if we decide that this message right here about the universe came at just the right time, when the world, our teeny, gorgeous, ornate world, feels so incredibly despairing? What if we learn to look a little bit differently at it and at us? If we began to wonder about what we didn't know, couldn't see, couldn't even conceptualize really, but took up the practice of zooming in and zooming out, we'd have to stop following the followers. We'd have to start with curiosity. We'd have to begin with the truth that we are but a speck. Yes, important, beloved, worthy of life and love and health and safety, but still a grain of sand in 1,000 stunning deserts. I think that if we find this within us, what we find is possibility. I think we'd learn to breathe, to let go, to give thanks, to bow in awe. If it's too much to accept our speckness today, zoom in to your own universe and discover there what you could not see before. Zoom out and allow yourself to see the enormity of the system, the village, the interdependence of which you are a part. Be held in the possibility that is still before us, still stretching and forming us, still inviting us to dance. Breathe. Let go. Give thanks. Let the spirit of life interrupt the path we have been following to despair. Brian Swim, in his book, The Universe is a Green Dragon, says, when we deepen our awareness of the simple truth that we are here through the creativity of the stars, we begin to feel fresh gratitude when we reflect on the labor required for our life. Reverence naturally wells up within us. And then in the deepest regions of our hearts, we begin to embrace our own creativity. What we bestow on the world allows others to live in great joy.